You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
In the studio. What's up, everybody? It's weird hearing myself. My roommate likes to do this to where he can hear himself through the mic into the headphones. And I don't really like that. It's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not natural. But we're gonna roll with it, whatever. It's like an echo in my ears. It's like way too loud. I can't hear the music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I gotta stop this. Hold up. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. I can't figure it out. Which reminds me, I switched over from GarageBand to Logic Pro X, and that's why the format is totally different on here. I switched programs. So I went ahead and just put together a new show, basically. And so that's why this is different from the older ones. That's pretty much it. Hearing myself is really making me feel uncomfortable. It's like, I can't just do my show, you know what I'm saying? It's weird. But anyways, yeah, in the studio, that's what's up. So we're going to talk about Alaskan toilet paper. What's that? Juno Empire newspaper. It's toilet paper. They're Alaskan cock blockers. They're talking about don't catch a VD this holiday. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, come on. Really? Like, you're really, like, you're putting that on the front page. Like, STDs don't take breaks. And like, they're like, you can look so cool online. You can make yourself look so cool online and just seem so cool. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, like, shut up. Like, wipe my butt with the paper and walk away. For real. Like, come on. Like, that's your front page with your logo all across the top. Okay. Cool. Glad to know that you can be such great fake news. It's not bad enough that you're already talking fake news, but then you just use your platform, which is supposed to be professional, right? Like, mine is not professional, and you're trying to copy my posting methods, like the way I write, and put it into your platform, and it's just not working for you. These people are laughing at you. Mine scared you, right? And to the people who are like reading this, they are laughing at you, and I'm seeing it. I'm watching them laugh at you. They're like, what the? Crime and STDs. Like, that's the headline, like, right there. Like, bam, it's right there. It's a column, bam, it's just right there. Right there. It's on their front page. Can't miss it. So we're gonna talk about Alaskan corruption. Dude, that place is so corrupt. Like, I've been, like, people just don't understand how corrupt deep state Alaska is. How deep state is Alaska state? It's so deep. So deep. It's so deep. So deep. So deep. So deep. So deep. Yo, I'm telling you, bro. All that Hillary sacrificing crap. All that nasty stuff. I'm telling you, bro. So deep. So deep. It's so deep. So deep. It's so deep. So deep. You thought it was deep over there? No. It's deep over there. Deep, 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 deep. It's so, dude, it's so deep. Like, it's hillbilly, like, South Parky gangbang style. Like, that's how deep state it is. It's bad. It's so bad. The human trafficking, the child trafficking is so bad. If you haven't checked it out already, go and check out acapnews.com. 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 I'm going to say it one more time, acapnews.com. Like, I will bust acap in your ass news.com. ACAP News. It's all about Alaskan deep state corruption and politics. You'll find articles that will blow your mind. You thought somebody dancing funky would blow your mind, or dancing like a robot? Wow, that's amazing. They've got great muscular control. Oh my God, right? No. This is going to blow your mind. It's going to reach on in there and do the Shakira. It's going to blow your mind, bro. I'm telling you. Go to acapnews.com and you'll see. So we're going to talk about Obama and the VA. Obama was like being petitioned by Montel Williams. Montel Williams asked me to help him back him on that petition to fix the VA. So I did. And we took it so far that Obama, like, Shashinki stepped down. And Obama was forced to put somebody in office up there, right? He was forced to reassign somebody. He reassigned somebody like three times worse. Then turns around and says on TV, they're defiant on purpose. No, you're defiant on purpose, and you're pissing us off. And you expect us to still love you and treat you like you're just so great, because just because you're the president. You disrespected veterans everywhere, not just in America, but everywhere. That's a slap in the face to veterans everywhere. Like, that's messed up. You don't just do that. So, I want to ask you a question. Am I a coronavirus test subject? I really want to know. I smoked weed, got deathly ill. Miraculously survived, had a corona, and it's different the way I have coronas, because I learned it like that working at Almaza. You put grenadine syrup in the corona, then you squeeze the lime, and then you push it in. Then you go and take your first sip, but you make that sip take a long time, so all the bubbles and everything goes up. And it mixes it up real good. And that first sip is really, really what hits you. You know what I'm saying? So, you just name this thing the coronavirus? Like, am I tripping? Like, I don't drink, right? And I went out and had a corona just like pretty recently. I want to say, like, I think it was like early January. And it was catching people's attention. Like, you can't miss this corona, right? Like, it's red. And I'm sitting right there, right by where everybody walks. You see me there. You see my corona. You see it's red. You see me drinking it from across the bar. What the F is that? I've had people walk up to me and be like, dude, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, they think it's weird. They're like, ugh. Like, it's gross, right? Okay, it's like a beer cherry limeade. Oh my God, it's just so gross and weird, right? Jeez Louise, man. Like, haven't you ever had, like, an exotic drink? Like, pretty much everything you have on Carnival Cruise or something like that, that's an exotic drink. They all make exotic mixed drinks. Like, it's basically like that. I come from Vegas. Like, what do you want from me? You know, like, I'm going to drink differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up knowing all about the bar scene. So you think I'm gonna drink the same as you? No. I'm the most interesting man in the world. I'ma drink differently. Just like I do everything else differently. Like, I'm running for president differently. Whether it works or not, doesn't matter. I'm happy. I'm happy to be running. It makes me feel good to know that I'm at least trying. And that's all that matters to me. I could lose this whole thing. They could make fun of me afterwards. It wouldn't matter. It really wouldn't. Do you know why? Because I'm trying. I'm trying to do this honestly. I'm trying to do it the real right way. And believe me, I thought about cheating plenty of times, especially this last time. I was like, God, I know they're lying. You know what I'm saying? I know that they couldn't, like, Trump, yes. Probably, yes. You know what I'm saying? He probably did make that much. You know what I'm saying? That much money probably did come in. But some of these other people, and I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of these other people, I'm questioning it. I really, really am. It's not that they got paid or not, except for, like, there's a couple of them. And specifically this one, I'm wondering how he got it. How did you go about getting it? Talking all the crap you're talking, standing for all the things that these people don't stand for. How did you get them to give you money? And correct me if I'm wrong, maybe they are all about that. Maybe they are like that. Maybe they do support that. And hey, maybe they willingly gave money to that person. Maybe so. But I'm going to question it. I'm about to blow your mind right here. Trump 2020 supporters are like 2016 Bernie supporters. Change my mind. Please do.